February 23rd, 2014, Sunday morning service. Today we are going to review the epistle to Titus. Paul, a bondservant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. I noticed the word the acknowledgement of the truth. So I looked up the Greek word for acknowledgement. In Japanese, it is translated as knowledge, but in Greek, it means a bit different than the knowledge. When we say knowledge, you would think of the information or concept which is not necessarily tangible, visible, or touchable. But the Greek word they use here is to know something in a tangible way. Talking about knowing something in a tangible way, I actually saw a mansion of Tomokazu Miura, so it is no longer a mere knowledge. I always walk and pray, and I often end up walking all the way to Kunitachi area, and I knew for years that there was Tomokazu Miura's mansion somewhere in Kunitachi area. So whenever I walked around that neighborhood, I would pray to God, but once in a while, I would also wonder if I would bump into him or find his house. Then I did. And although I'm not 100% sure, I think that's the house because it has the right nameplate, and it has a high wall that surrounds the house with a few camping cars parked inside. Looks like a mansion is at least 500 million yen, though I have never seen anyone coming out. So it is now is a real knowledge that I have about their house and no longer just a concept. And Paul uses the word that describes the knowledge as a real touchable experience. So when you say acknowledging the truth or knowing the truth, there are different levels of knowing. You might say you know that Jesus is the Son of God, but to know Jesus as a mere concept, or to know him deeply as you know your family members, are two different things. So you have to know God like you know your mother and father, and it is especially important when you're doing the work of God. Speaking of knowing God, I finished writing for the next newsletter, and it was done by Friday. But on Saturday morning, about an hour before I left the house, I felt like God was telling me something else. And I was thinking, I don't have enough time to change it. But since I felt like God wants to say something else, I turned on the computer and then started typing things up. And the new message was finished within an hour, which was surprisingly well received by the readers. I said in the newsletter too, but I wrote that in the end time, the demonic influence would start affecting the church. It says in the Bible about the deceiving spirit or demonic spirit. But when you have the knowledge of God in a way that you can touch and see it with your spiritual eyes, your faith becomes real to you. So when you're still saying that there's no such thing like demonic attack because God loves the church, your knowledge is still yet very shallow, and you will not be appointed by God to preach and teach like Paul because you still lack the real knowledge. I used to be like that when I was young. I followed and entrusted everything and anything that says Christian. But as I walked the path, I started seeing the truth and started understanding that the revelations in the Bible to be real. We now have so far issued 46 or 47 newsletters and then have held 33 seminars. I don't do this on my own, but because this is the reality that I know and I believe, and I have to share this with others. I see it as reality, and I cannot be shaken. So I would like you to see the reality with your own eyes too, because if you see things with your own eyes, instead of handed down knowledge or experience of someone else, you will not be moved. If this is other people's knowledge, but not your own, when somebody challenges you, your faith will be weak. Verse 2. in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. It says in the Japanese version, God who does not lie, but in the King James version it says, God who cannot lie. You know someone who cannot lie, like he obviously starts looking awkward or looking down or cannot look in the eyes, which I think is all a good thing. God repeatedly says throughout all 66 books that God cannot lie and God's word cannot lie. Man's words often fail, and what he says in the Bible always come to pass. So you have to read it on your own, and you would have the knowledge of God yourself, since handed down knowledge is useless. If you know God as a handed down knowledge, like I have heard someone said of God to be, you know, Satan will come and destroy your faith, like what happened to Eve. She's a good example because she had the knowledge of God, but not enough that she was tricked by the serpent. Then she even said she thinks God has told her that she could not eat the food nor touch it because she would die. God didn't even say that. So in short, she didn't remember what God said accurately. So when the serpent convincingly said that she would never die from the food, she believed him more instead of God's word. I recently published a book, and although it is a self-publishing book, it has been very popular, but we are already out of stock. The book is titled The Japanese Imperial House is a Descendant of House of David. And it talks about how God has promised David that his lineage will never perish. God talks about the promise of day and night, in which night always comes after the day, and it shall never be changed. And God's promise to David about his descendants was as solid as the sun and the moon. God always keeps his word. So, and after 3,000 years after David, I started thinking about the royal families, the descendants of David. A house of David did not last in Israel because of Babylon, and I thought of the possibility of them moving toward east, and the Japanese imperial family is the only household other than the house of David that has unbroken lineage. And when Babylon came into power to destroy the house of David, which was about 1600 years ago, a royal family which started around that time was in Japan. Prior to that, Japan did not have any royal family. I found out that there was many people who are researching this area too, and those who do not know God thinks that House of David is perished. But if God's word is true, his house should exist somewhere. If you believe in the Bible, it is a reasonable conclusion, and it's easy to see the point of view. Another part is Ezekiel, which talks about the golden gate. This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall be entered by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it. Therefore, it shall be shut. The prophecy also came to pass because the golden gate happened to be open when Jesus came into Jerusalem. And then they sealed it up afterwards. There are 12 gates, but only this one, they sealed it up. This is what the Bible says, and everything came to pass. So if you understand the accuracy of God's word, you will never be shaken about the prophecy of the end time or the second coming. It says as about us meeting him in the air means we will be lifted up. I know this is just word and hard to imagine, but if God's word has been true all this time, his word will be true in the future too. The world will change and many Christians will be deceived. Paul said so, and similar things happened to Job too. His wife told Job to curse God and die. Many things will happen to shake our faith and convince us out of our faith. Because there are forces that try to deceive us. Verse 3, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. I looked up the word preaching in Greek, and in Greek it means to declare with authority. For example, when a messenger is sent by the Roman emperor, he will declare the message to the people. And the same word is used for preaching, and it says that God has manifested his word through preaching. Of course, there are other ways for people to know about God, but preaching is one of the important ways that God uses, which was committed to Paul. Let's also look at 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So us speaking of God is one way God chooses. So if you want to do the work of God, God wants us to speak about Him. And we have to, so we have to know the word, but also pray that we can speak the word effectively. And when you are ready to speak the word, you should also expect the enemy tries to stop you from that by distracting you. Like something would happen and your heart would be troubled. But if you do not back down and continue to speak, many people will see the truth. And when I think about it, everything I do is all about the word. Be it writing or speaking, I speak at seminars and then write for newsletters. All about the word. So prepare yourself to be able to speak anytime and not be surprised by the distractions by the enemy. You might think that I'm just up here and speaking whatever comes to my mind, but I also think about it for a week and I battle with it and then pray about it. And after dedicating myself like that for a week, God then finally gives me the message for the week. So please know that preaching is the way that God chooses for all of us. Verse 4 and 5. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. This means to appoint a pastor or equivalent in each city, so elder is essential for the growth of a church. Paul is only one person and he could only be in one place at one time, so planting the right people was important, and I believe it still is important in our time too, and our church should play such a role in our community. The next one is the qualification of the elders. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. So he has to have children who are subordinate. So the attitude of his children also affects his qualification as elder. The message is very clear. If he does not know how to raise his own children, how would he able to raise his spiritual children? So they are very realistic about that. And I also looked up the meaning of dissipation in Greek, and it means not saved, like something is draining away. In other words, if you cannot help your children to be saved and lead them to life, you would not be able to do that same thing at church. As children's needs are all different, and then you have to be able to learn to guide them all differently in a way that you could lead them to life, you have to have that skill and the patience to do the same in church. Also, the word insubordinate is very clear. He cannot have any rebellious children. From verse 7, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. So those people need to be in the center of our church so that the church's foundation is solid and then we'll be able to grow.